The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has created nearly 13 miles of community connector snowmobile trails between Inlet and Racket Lake in the midst of the Adirondacks. Protect the Adirondacks filed a lawsuit challenging both the policy and construction of the trails in February, and the State Appellate Division has granted its motion to continue. Protect Executive Director Peter Bauer says New York is violating the state constitution.
Constitution protects wild forest character. And when you have a trail that is in essence a 12-foot wide clear cut through the forest where the trail has been graded, it really changes the wild forest character of that area, and we think that is grounds for a constitutional violation.
Bauer admits that the state did utilize old pre-existing roads to construct the trail system.
But nevertheless, they had to do significant work to make these roads big enough and wide enough and flat enough to handle large track groomers that are really bulldozers on skis and treads that are used for grooming these roads. Road-like trails. It's not the issue that snowmobiles run on these trails. It's the issue that large bulldozer-sized groomers ride on these trails.
The head of the New York State Snowmobile Association disputes the description of the trails and bulldozer-sized groomers. Executive Director Dominic Jackangelo has ridden at least one of the trails at issue in the lawsuit and says it's small.
It's very narrow. And the trail really does maintain a very natural character. It is very different from the trails that you might find on a road. And I think the actions that have been brought don't accurately characterize what's there on the ground.
Jackangelo also questions the lawsuit's claims that the state is violating the Forever Wild Clause due to the land classification where the trails are located.
These are not trails in wilderness areas. These are trails in wild forest areas. And the wild forest areas, at least as a goal, are there to provide the most diverse recreational benefits to the people of the state.
The Snowmobile Association did an economic study during 2011-2012 in which Jackangelo says the sport generates $868 million annually to the state, with the greatest amount from within the Adirondacks at $245 million. Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board Executive Director Fred Monroe says local communities are disheartened about the lawsuit coming after 5 years of compromise between the state and environmental groups to create the trail plan.
The winter economy of the Adirondacks is very dependent on snowmobiling. It's the major economic engine. And at the 11th hour, they're coming in trying to, in effect, torpedo it with this lawsuit.
The appellate division consent is considered procedural, but a critical step in moving the case forward. Any individual or group in New York State that alleges a violation of the state constitution must get clearance from the appellate court in order to officially file such a lawsuit. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.